Welcome to the Nick and Nan Radio Show on TalkZone.com. The Nick and Nan Radio Show is all about you, your thoughts, your dreams, your goals, your successes, your failures, your pluses, your minuses, your alphas, your omegas, your sense of humor. Get ready to feel better about life, love, and the pursuit. Here's Nick Allen and his loving wife, Miss Nan.
Hello, everybody. It's the Nick and Nan Radio Show. We are live, TalkZone.com. Glad you are here. I'm Nick, and my loving wife of soon-to-be 9 years, as of tomorrow, is our nine-year wedding anniversary.
Yes,
Miss Nan in the house.
Good morning.
Glad you are here. And our guest that's coming up at the bottom of the hour today is a relationship expert. His name is Steve the Dean Williams. He's going to talk about relationships. If you're a single... Yeah, go ahead,
Steve. Yeah, Steve is an expert in relationships of all stages, from the single life to the married life and all points in between. He teaches men and women how to unplug themselves from the dating matrix of TV, radio, and magazines. He believes that in order to get your dating life right with the opposite sex, you first have to get yourself right. And he's here with us today to tell us how to do that.
It's going to be interesting because
it's going to be real interesting.
It took us three tries, and the third time is the charm, because... this is our third marriage and last marriage, final marriage for both of us.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Absolutely.
And
how do we know this, you ask?
Yeah,
we'll get into that.
Yeah. We finally got it right. But we're going to be talking about that. Let me sidetrack here for a second. We watch a lot of TV. And
well,
okay.
I watch a lot of TV.
Well, I have a lot of time on my hands, Miss Nan. But anyway. We watch a lot of TV. Did you see the reboot of Dallas last Wednesday on TNT? If you didn't, you are missing out on a lot.
I guess I'm missing out on a lot because I didn't see the whole thing.
That's all right. I got it on DVR.
I'm sure you did.
Eyes big. Yeah. So if you hadn't had a chance to see it, really, you need to tune in. If you're a big Dallas fan, it picks up really where it left off. You know?
Yeah, I like the concept.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, JR was in this rehabilitation home because he lost everything and lost his mind. But he hasn't lost his mind. He is sharp as a tack.
He just happens to be very old now.
Very old and still evil as a snake. So if you get a chance to check out Dallas on TNT on Wednesdays. Another show that's on, and I... DVR'd it because I thought I could pull some clips from it,
mm-hmm.
was this new show on ABC called The Glass House.
Yeah, I kind of caught a glimpse of it.
About The Glass House. And it's so stupid.
It looks pretty silly.
You know, it's all these people are in this house. Kind of like Big Brother.
Is it made of glass?
And it's made of glass, obviously. And all these people are in this house. And... we, the viewers, are supposed to decide what they do next. I think that is the most dumbest concept ever,
mm-hmm.
in reality.
Maybe
knowledge.
If we were younger, we would like it, but
yeah.
Probably so, depends on what.
So that's our TV issue for today. But as far as relationships go, we finally got it right after several tries as far as finding our soulmate. Yes, sir. Go ahead. What's up?
Oh, I'm just listening to you. You're setting it up quite nicely.
Thank you very much. As far as finding our soulmate, and I've always went along this premise, and I think I told you this when we first met 9 years ago,
mm-hmm.
that there is always someone out there for somebody. Always.
I agree.
You know?
Some of us have to look harder than others to find that special someone.
So. Yeah, but how we fell into it is that I was playing in a band, in a club, and your sister Vicky pulled you out, just drug you out of the house.
She talked me into it.
She mm-hmm. talked you into it, and you came out, and it was kind of like our eyes met. I mean, I'm on stage playing, and I saw you at the corner,
mm-hmm.
and our eyes met, and it's like there was nobody else in the room.
That's how it happened.
And the spotlight was on you. The spotlight was on me. The angels were singing.
You know how corny you sound?
Yeah, I know. the violins were playing. And
then, all right, stop it. It was love at first sight.
Yeah, it was. It was.
Even though I really never believed in that. But that is how it happened for us. And I'm sure that's how it happens for a lot of people.
You know what?
What?
Dave, our producer. I love Dave. Dave's,
yeah,
Dave,
he's become a very good friend.
Dave's my bro. And he had a question about the Dallas reboot. Just going back for a second. He goes, how did they address the fact that JR committed suicide in the last episode of the original series? I don't remember that.
See, you really want to know about it, don't you?
I do not remember that, that he committed suicide. Wait a minute. Wait.
You didn't remember something? I'm shocked.
No. Okay. Maybe he attempted suicide. That's why he was in the nut house. At the beginning of the new reboot.
I see your wheels spinning. You're thinking, what did happen?
What did happen? Exactly. Maybe he tried to kill himself. Didn't happen. They committed him. He lost everything. Okay. So hopefully I was right about that. Or Bobby in the shower. Now
I do remember that.
Okay.
And I know how they resolved that one.
Please tell us.
He was dreaming.
Yes.
I heard that on some talk show.
Pam was dreaming.
Someone was dreaming.
That, yeah.
So none of it really happened.
No, none of it really happened. You know, you got
it. It was all a dream.
You gotta love TV. All right, getting back to
us on the other hand, we weren't dreaming.
No, we weren't. We have been inseparable ever since.
We sure have.
We met 9 years ago. Tomorrow. And
we can give a few reasons why that might help listeners out there. I mean, I think people always have questions or they're, you know, it's curiosity.
Right.
When you meet a couple that's been together a while and it's obvious that it's working.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And it's working very well. People get curious. Well, how do you make it work so well?
How do you make it work? I mean,
because I sure haven't been able to do that.
When we were doing terrestrial radio in Alabama, we would do like birthdays and anniversaries. And we have people that would call up and say they've been married for like 40, 50 years. Mm-hmm. And you ask them, what is the secret to happiness? And you got to give a little. You got to take a little. You know, you got to be on the same page.
Everyone has different recipes for success.
Yeah. What is ours?
I think it all depends on I think for us,
mm-hmm.
I think even though we both came into it with baggage that we had to work through.
Lots of baggage.
Yeah. Whatever, you know, the older you get, the more baggage you've got. Hello. So
lots of baggage.
We had lots of baggage to work out. However, when we first started talking about a future and the fact that, yeah, we're going to stay together and, yeah, we'd like to get married.
Right.
We address some of the top issues that break people up.
Which happens.
And we knew they break people up because they had broken up our last two marriages.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We got
so we wanted to make it very clear at the beginning that we agreed on the important topics that make or break people's relationships, mm-hmm. in our opinion.
That's right.
And those topics are trust.
Trust. See, if you don't have trust in a relationship, go ahead, honey.
No, go.
It ain't going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, and the other couple things that we agreed on that you have to agree on,
mm-hmm.
is money.
Money, yeah.
And raising children.
More relationships are broken up due to money, due to financial issues.
All relationships are broke up due to all three of
all
these
three
topics.
Of these. Yeah, exactly.
But I think infidelity beats it all. I think that's the number one,
yeah.
from everything I've read.
Yeah, you're right.
No stats or anything, but that's just my personal opinion.
And when we get Steve on the show at the bottom of the hour, we'll hopefully get some statistics on why people break up and how they can stay together. Mm-hmm. But we finally got it right after two tries previous.
But what did we say to each other? I said to you,
mm-hmm.
if you still want to fool around,
yeah.
and still want to be with other women, I'm not the gal for you.
That's it.
You know. Because I want someone I can trust. Mm-hmm. I want someone who's going to be faithful to me.
Hello, somebody.
So we made a very huge agreement before we got married.
A big pact.
That's what we wanted, yeah. for ourselves. You wanted it for yourself. I wanted it for myself. Mm-hmm. Now,
see, the thing was, when we met, all right, when we met, and this probably happened to you guys as well. When you meet someone and you have that baggage and you want to
sugarcoat it.
All right. When we met, I just got out of a goofy relationship.
Yeah.
And I made the decision that I was going to be alone for the rest of my life. You know, because I was a player, even though being married twice before we met, honestly, I was a player for a long time.
From knowing your whole life story, I would agree with that.
A long time.
But you're right. Prior to us laying eyes on each other, I had decided I was going to just knit on my back porch in a rocking chair for the rest of my life because I had about had it.
Exactly. You know, sometimes you got to throw your hands up in the air. It's like, screw it. I'm done with this.
More importantly, you say, screw it. I want to be by myself.
Yeah.
I want to be alone. But I think as human beings, we're wired differently. We're not wired to be by ourselves.
No.
Most people want a companion to share a life with.
Yeah.
And I definitely agree with that because I've never really lived by myself.
You know what? Neither have I.
Yeah, man. Even the first time I left home, I went through all that, came back. Anyway, I lived with a girl.
Yeah.
You know, to share expenses.
And, sure.
I've never really had a place all to myself.
Codependent. good. Our sister Valerie came in, chimed in. Codependent on love. I'd never thought about that. And I think I am probably the biggest offender of that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I am too.
You know, because I've never really been alone.
I know if someone analyzed us out, they would say, you know.
You guys are crazy.
Well, no, you should have tried it alone and, you know, learned what it was like to live by yourself and.
It never happened.
It would never happen with me either. I'd be too lonely.
You know, exactly.
I mean, we all need alone time, but all I need is little increments, you know. Give me 10 minutes to read my Bible or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to live alone.
So, 9 years later, we are very happily married, and we'll get into more about the backstory on how we got to this point, because there are people out there who either A, are alone, or B, are in a relationship that they are not happy about.
Or C, actively searching.
Actively searching. All right. Let's gonna sidetrack here. Oh my God. Hey, wow. Guess who is on the line?
Who is on the line?
My mama.
Really?
Yes. Good morning, Mom.
Good morning.
Well, good morning, Mom. What a surprise.
How are you two doing?
Wonderful.
Good, good.
How you doing?
You both sound good.
Well, thank you. I'm grinning ear to ear.
Yeah, she is.
I haven't gotten to speak to you in quite a while. It seems like every time he's talking with you that I'm either working or not here.
So. Oh, okay. Well,
I'm glad you're here. I mean, we're up against a break in a second, but can you hang out? And we'll skip the Bozo report because mom's a lot more important than stupid criminals.
Yeah. So, yes, indeed.
You're calling us from Chicago. How are things in the Windy City?
Oh, well, so far they're good.
Good, good, good. Yeah, I talked to you last night. And right. No, I wasn't in a drunken stupor. I just needed to chat.
Okay. I did hear, though, that today in Chicago it is very windy.
Oh,
it's like 35-mile-an-hour winds plus hot.
What?
That's what I heard on the radio this morning.
35-mile-an-hour winds?
Yep.
Oh, geez.
The sun is shining bright.
Well, that's good. Mm-hmm. That's good. Well, I'm so excited, Mom, that I'm going to be there to see you the first week in July.
That's great. Looking forward to it.
Now, let me ask you something. Are you going to be moved in then? Because Mom lives on the Gold Coast.
Yes.
Do you have help as far as moving from one apartment to the other?
Of course. The movers.
Yeah, movers.
It's called movers.
Called movers. Okay, just checking. I got an idea. Mom, hang on the line for a second. We're up against a break, and we'll come back and chat more with you on the Nick and Nan Radio Show as we are live on TalkZone.com. Back in a minute.